Thinking aloud. The final one. Ah, impossible! What do you say? Well, as many have told me, all things, even good ones, come to an end. It's true, and I can peacefully accept that reality, but still, where's the closure? How do you go through an ending? How do you leave a lasting impression? How do you end things well? How is one supposed to act? Well, speaking of acting, maybe you could quit like Daniel Day-Lewis, known for his deep immersion in character. Back in 1989, he was so into his scene during Hamlet that he thought he actually saw his dead father, broke down in tears, left the stage, and has never returned to the stage again. Which reminds me now of my old theater professor yelling, "Be in the moment! Be interested, not interesting." Or maybe Lewis says it better himself. Acting is about people. Other people. Otherwise, you're not acting. You're doing monologues. I mean, this seems unrelated, but it's not. In fact, it's probably better life advice than it is for acting. It's how you end things and how you should begin them. Being engaged presently with the people around you. Because if you don't, if you avoid facing reality, living in the present, you'll find yourself looking back saying, "I wish I could come back to these days. These days." Here's Rudimental with Jess Glynn, Macklemore, and Dan Kaplan, live at the Abbey Road.
I know you moved on to someone new. I hope life is beautiful. You were the light for me to find my truth. I just wanna say thank you.
Leaving to find my soul. Told her I had to go. And I know it ain't pretty when the hearts get.
Yes, these days will be days to remember with all of you who have been listening with us, but it's good to have closure so that you can move on and not just be sitting there thinking like, oh, all I want to do is go back to these
days.
Yeah,
seriously. I think that's the reason why we have those depressing, nostalgic times of our lives is because maybe we didn't get closure. Maybe we left a certain time without some sort of, like, all right, this is over.
Mm-hmm.
Even in your heart and your mind, you're thinking it's just going to go on. Maybe I'll sweep it under the rug. And maybe that's the reason why you keep it alive in your head.
Right. And so you're just sitting in your head, but you're not really presently engaged mm-hmm. with the moment. Well, anyways, Daniel Day-Lewis, it seems that he really takes it to another extreme when it comes to being in the moment. So Daniel, he quit acting. I should say Lewis, Mr. Lewis.
Right.
So
yeah, he's one of those people that you can't just say his first name. It's
right?
A full name kind
I know, but
of
it's three.
Deal.
I mean, we don't have that much time. Well, anyways, when it came to going back to 1989, he quit stage acting. So people thought he came unhinged. And so he couldn't like really bear that pressure because he made this decision mid-play. I'm done.
Mid-play.
He walked out in the middle of the play after
some
breaking down in tears on the stage.
Irresponsible on the stage.
Well, anyways, because people thought he was so unhinged, he eventually moved away from people, moved out to the countryside because it was hard to face their perceptions
uh-huh.
of him. But he never regretted his decision, and in that way had a clear conscience that helped him continue on with, I guess, one of the strongest acting careers. A lot of people look at his work, even though it's not super extensive, or he doesn't have so many roles. All the roles that he's done have been incredible, and he's gotten a lot of critical acclaim for them. And I think now, even that, he's able to walk away with confidence and say, "Nope, I've had my time with this, and it's time to finish."
Yeah, well, for me, I don't know if I will regret it or not with my decision to leave the show. But I think it's amazing that with this sort of job, I'm able to be honest with people who are listening. I think for a lot of people, if you're in an office job and you want to quit, then you just quit and you say goodbye. But mm-hmm. for me, I'm able to explain why or what's going through my head.
Oh, sure. Yes.
And I think growth is another, it was one reason, a part of the reason why I'm planning to leave and try something new. Who
yes.
knows if it'll succeed or I'll be successful in that area. However, I think when I'm at least a day younger, I think I want to try something new. If I do age a little bit more, who knows if I'll be as courageous enough sure. to leave something and start something new.
And it's definitely a brave step to take. And I think even for Lewis, too, when he made that decision mid-play, it was a brave step. And look at his career, though. After that, he went on. 5 years later, he came back to film.
Right.
And some of the films he's done, The Crucible, The Boxer, Gangs of New York, There Will Be Blood. Lincoln, I think, is where people really became aware of him, I think, in the broader mainstream. And then last now, Phantom Thread, where he plays this deranged dressmaker. So, yeah, he's come back from that, and he's even had a super successful career.
I guess for him, it seems like he's patient. I don't know how he is on the inside, but from an audience member looking into his life, I mean, how do you just stop for 5 years and then come back and then succeed again? Thankfully, he did. But I'm sure that there are so many people who are trying to do whatever that they love and not really get to it. But everybody says, as long as you don't give up. Like Daniel Day-Lewis, how long it took for him to kind of get to a point where he's content with what he has.
Well, no matter the case and no matter the decision, these days will always be good days, and we've enjoyed them with you, our listeners, and with Panita, our lovely co-host. And Daniel Day-Lewis, our regards go out to you. We'll leave you here at the end of part one, A Friend in London.
You tomorrow.
Come on, boys, come on, girls, in this crazy, crazy world. You're the diamonds, you're the pearls, let's make a new tomorrow today. We